not a lot to wake up and dance about the federal budget. It's really not a lot of new stuff in there for the average family that we didn't already know. Middle class tax cut previously announced from 15 to 14% will put an extra $30 a month in your pockets. They're eliminating the GST on new homes up to $1.5 million in value for first time home buyers. And again, we knew that was coming, but it's out there if you're looking to buy a new home. They're making the National Food Program permanent. Again, kind of knew that. Some new examples that may catch your family's attention, though. This automatic tax benefit for up to 5.5 million low-income Canadians. Many low-income Canadians don't receive the benefits they're entitled to, like child benefits or GST, HST credit, because they don't file tax returns. So even though you should be filing, the government now saying, look, we'll file for you so you can get those benefits. They'll use information they have on file and then send the benefits out. So that might actually help some people. There's also a move to try and make the application for disability benefits easier. Now they're going to be offering a benefit payment of $150 in order to cover the cost of applying for it, because that takes some time and money, obviously. And the government has said, too, they're going to look into doing what they can to get bank fees, email transfer fees, ATM fees, junk fees, if you will, down to a lot less than where they are right now. Saw Regina Mayor Chad Baczynski on his Facebook page say how happy he was that the news came that the budget includes a $50 billion local infrastructure fund. He says it's exactly the kind of investment he and other mayors have been advocating for. He was in Ottawa a few weeks ago with other mayors pushing for it. That added infrastructure money will help fund water lines, roads, rec centers, housing support, stuff like that. We'll talk to the mayor on Thursday about that a little deeper. Earlier this morning, I've had a few texts, 1-877-300-7275, from some of you. In fact, Dan in Swift Current said, Greg, I'm headed home to try the bird theory. What Dan is talking about is a TikTok trend called the bird theory. It's a test that's supposed to show how strong your relationship. Someone came up with it a few years ago, but it's blowing up again. And in fact, Google admits searches for it have hit an all-time high. So what is the bird theory? Well, I'll let somebody from TikTok explain it for you.
What is the bird theory? This theory is going super viral on TikTok right now because apparently you could tell how strong your relationship is by testing it out. The way you could test this theory is with a very simple prompt of I saw a bird today. And if your spouse turns to you and starts asking questions about the bird, that means your relationship's in good standing.
So you want to check this out at the breakfast table this morning? All you do is tell them, I saw a bird today, honey, and then try to sound so enthusiastic about it and see if they get as excited and show interest. If they don't show any interest at all, well, apparently your relationship is doomed. There are actually couples sharing online the results of it. The first couple seems to pass the test. I'll play you a second one that seems to fail.
Baby, I saw a bird today.
What do you mean you saw a bird?
I just saw a pretty blue bird.
Oh, nice. What was it, a blue jay?
Yeah, it was like, I don't know, it was pretty though, and I really liked it. Nice. And it flew around the house, but I just thought it was pretty.
I forgot to tell you, I saw a bird yesterday.
Did you see?
I saw a bird yesterday.
A bird?
Yeah, I saw like a bird.
Why are you telling me that?
It's ridiculous, I know. It's not scientific, but maybe give it a whirl with your spouse. I say, though, make it harder by waiting until he or she is distracted to get an honest response with it. Little Jelly Roll there for you. He's been on a massive health kick over the last couple of years. He's dropped over 200 pounds. At his heaviest, he weighed around 550, and he admitted he could barely make his way up and down stairs. And that was kind of the wake-up call, he said. But since then, he's hit a major milestone. Like, this guy performed what? At SummerSlam for the WWE in the ring. Looked pretty good. It was the first time he said he was under 300 pounds. When he did that, these days, he's looking so good that people are actually giving him a new nickname. It's no longer Jelly Roll. It's Veggie Roll. He said recently, too, on his wife's podcast, He's not using like Ozempic either.
We're not against Ozempic or any of that stuff. I was afraid of it. So here's the truth about it. Its biggest side effects is acid reflux. I had a horrible stomach issue this year. As a singer, few things scare me more than acid reflux. You'll watch me get up out of a bed. I'll burp and wake up panicked and go take something for it, you know, because that stuff will just trip the vocal cords. So I want to be very clear that I've done it naturally, but it wasn't out of stubbornness or trying to prove a point. If it helps you, go get it. But for me, I was just petrified of the side effects of it.
So how's he doing it? Well, he said during his big tour, he takes out a nutritionist with him on the road and is eating right, and exercise is key. Every city he visits, he goes for a long, long walk, he said, and now working out in the gym, too. So his next goal, he said, is to be shirtless on Men's Health cover sometime in the new year. Riders announcing we've sold more than 30,000 tickets for the West Final, but a few thousand left to go before Saturday's game at 5:30 against the BC Lions. TSN's Luke Wilson, who certainly has fired up a lot of CFL fans with controversy all season long, just released his latest podcast there. And remember, too, how he felt downtown Regina sucked, too, when he was staying at the hotel waiting for a Friday night football one night. He kind of went hard on us there, too. Well, in his latest podcast, he says pretty much he's cheering for the West.
Fill that stadium up, make it bonkers, and show this country what Saskatchewan and the passion and all of those great things, volunteerism, the community, what football means to this country. I'm pulling for you, and I hope that this thing comes down to one play, and that one play is a false start by the BC Lions because the crowd was so loud that nobody can think on that offensive side for BC. I hope that the crowd is the difference, and my one ask is that you continue to show up for football in this country. So all you Rough Rider fans, I know it's a long drive for a lot of you coming in. I know it's cold, but it's the West Final, baby.
Well, the Liberal government's federal budget came out, the first budget for Prime Minister Mark Carney since he took office, and it included $280 billion over 5 years on capital investments. Some of these investments of note are $81.8 billion over 5 years for the Canadian military, $25 billion for housing, and $110 billion for productivity and competitiveness. Also in there is a plan to cut roughly 28,000 jobs in the federal ranks by 2029. It's a federal budget whose deficit clocks in at $78.3 billion. Joining me now for a bit of a deep dive into it all is CJME business analyst Paul Martin. So, Paul, thank you for being here. First, from a Saskatchewan perspective, how is this budget looking for us?
You know, that's a really good question because we haven't really had a chance yet to dig into all the details. But, you know, in the big picture, it's an issue of shift, if you want. This is what they describe as a transformational change. You know, the feds are saying, look, there's only so much we can do. We need to spur investment from the private sector. And then the private sector has been, to a degree, sitting on its hands. There's a lot of uncertainty. You know, what if I do invest and tool up my plant and then I can't sell to my biggest customer in the United States? So why would I take the risk and invest? And the government's trying to figure out a way to overcome that strategy or that sort of thinking and blow some optimism into the view, into the minds of the investment community. And so we'll see whether or not this actually is enough to do that. But, you know, here's the challenge. If you're in business and you say, I've got a dollar of profit, I get to make some decisions about where that dollar goes. Do I, you know, give raises to my staff? Do I pay the shareholders? Do I pay down debt? Or do I reinvest in the plant? And the last one, reinvesting in the plant, which is what the federal government's hoping will happen with this, you know, it's got to show some sort of rate of return for the investment community. Or they say, why would we risk it? We'll just, you know, wear out the stuff we've got. And so we've got to see now whether or not there is enough in this for the business community to say, yeah, we're on for it. And Carney has said in his budget, we're going to try and help you find other markets outside the U.S. You don't do that overnight, right? So I think he's been trying to say to us, this is transitional. It's going to take some time, yada, yada. So when you ask, you know, what's in it for us, I mean, there's some stuff there, but it's going to take a while till we figure out whether or not it's going to have traction.
Yeah, and to your point, to get there, they're offering a cluster of tax incentives that allow companies to write off their investments, buildings, machinery, equipment, all that much more quickly.
That's something the U.S. is doing right now.
Yeah.
And so, you know, they have to counter that because plants or companies up here are being told, come to the U.S., invest here, and you don't have tariffs. So if the U.S. market's important to you, you have to look at it. And one of the tools the Americans use is a year one write-off for all of your capital investments. So the federal government here has had to match that.
Business analyst Paul Martin, are you surprised there are not a few more goodies in there for Canadians other than, I guess patience, right? There's really no pain management for a government that's in the minority, is there?
Yeah, that's true. And, you know, being in a minority is the political reality they have to deal with. But, you know, some would argue that they didn't cut as deeply as probably they wanted to simply because of that. So, you know, if you want pain management, there's just less pain, let's put it that way. I mean, look, they want to cut 28,000 jobs over the next 5 years. They've added 40,000 in the last 5 years. So we're actually not going to go backwards. You know, we're not cutting. We're just taking us back to where we were. And think about it. That was the COVID era. And so, you know, you could make the argument here that these are not particularly bold cuts. I just look at it and sort of one of the bellwethers for me is, have you heard the CBC complaining about any cuts?
No. Yeah, they got a pretty generous portion there. Does this budget feel generational?
Not to me. In a way, I guess we look back to the last time we had to do this was when Chrétien was the prime minister and Paul Martin was the finance minister. I mean, they were a lot more draconian, and they pushed a lot more stuff. They downloaded a lot of stuff onto the provinces and municipalities. Hey, we shifted through it. You know, we made it. But I don't see that kind of cutting in this one. I think this one is designed to – the finance minister has to decide, do I cut my way to freedom or do I spark growth and grow my way to freedom? And they're looking at this from a growth perspective. They're saying we've got to stimulate the economy.
Paul, I wish I had more time, but I thank you for the great insight. As always, I appreciate it.
Not at all. Take care.
Hey, happy birthday to Bryan Adams. He's 66 today. He'll cut his cake with a knife, and it'll feel so right. And he may even need somebody like you to share it. Man, that guy's popular. Over 100 million albums sold. Still popular on the road. Just a few weeks ago, he was in Regina. Sold out the Brad Center. Just an amazing concert. Happy birthday. 66 today, Bryan Adams. It's game day on Saturday. Right now, the forecast looking sunny but cooler. A high of 6 degrees, -6. Now, a kickoff at 5:30, and overnight low Saturday going down about -15. Fourth quarter might be getting a little chilly. But my next guest, CJMB writer, reporter, Britton Gray, joining me now for a preview of what's going on. Are you watching in the stands with us minions, or are you in the box there, buddy?
Yeah, I'll be in the media box.
Of course you will.
Don't worry about me, but the riders are hoping that drops even lower. They want -30 out there. They want to make it real tough for any sort of aerial attack from Nathan Rourke to be a factor.
I bet. Well, let's go to practice yesterday. Who was on the field of note? Who was missing as they prepare for this Big West final?
Yeah, Dante Myers and Trevion Tate were both out there and participating throughout the entire practice. That's a good sign for this offense, as they both, if they do end up going, could provide a boost. Roland Milligan was back out there, though he was limited. He did leave early, but that felt like it was planned almost, like they had a plan for him to get to the trainer room for a little bit during it. So we'll see how he kind of progresses. No Keyshawn Johnson or Shane Ray out there. Though head coach Corey Mace, when asked about them, said there's guys still trending in the right direction. Keyshawn is one of those guys they will keep an eye on this week. So haven't ruled him out yet, but we'll have to wait and see if he's out there today.
All right. What's the intensity like out there? Is it intense? Is it loosey-goosey? How's everyone feeling?
It's kind of business as usual, and that's a good thing for this team. This team all season, Don't get too high. Don't get too low. Stay focused on the task at hand, which is going 1-0 this week. That's all they're focused about. The goal of getting to the Grey Cup and winning it. That's what they're focused on. I wouldn't say anything is more intense, but I mean, it's getting colder out there. You can already feel it around the city. It's playoff football time.
CJME Rider reporter Britton Gray. The Lions are coming here on the heels of having won 7 straight, including the semifinal, where they eliminated Calgary, which they won on a field goal, a reminder of how important the role of a kicker is. I got to ask, who was doing most of the kicking yesterday?
From what I saw, it was Brett Lawther ahead of practice. He was the one hitting the kicks. He hit all the kicks that I saw, so it looks like they might be leaning him, but hey, that might change today. Today might be Michael Hughes' chance to go out there and kick. We'll have to wait and see how this team rolls out, but I just think with the cold weather and what it could be in a playoff game, I think you lean to the veteran in this scenario.
Ticket sales now over 30,000. We got a few thousand to go yet. Coach Mace was on the Green Zone last week. He said fans make the difference. This place could be rocking, Britton, on Saturday. I think we'll get to a sellout. How do you think the fans will play a role in this game?
I think they can play a big role. That's why getting a home field advantage is so important. The Bombers did it for years, getting home field, using that crowd to their advantage, head to the Grey Cup. I think they'll play a huge role. Pack the stadium, get out there, and I know that the Riders would love it if they made things really difficult for that potent Lions offense.
All right. Well, and the Grey Cup is now officially sold out. They announced yesterday, too. So should be a fun weekend, and today, one more open practice, right? You'll be up?
Yeah, open practice today, close tomorrow, walk through with it, then game day already here on the weekend.
Can't wait for it. Britton Gray, thank you.
Not a problem.
All right, before I leave, Vanier Cup tickets in November right here at Mosaic Stadium in Regina. I got a pair of tickets and a gift card from Boston Pizza for $25. You want them? 1-877-300-7275. Text your first and last name and you'll win.